KMJ News Time is 7:50, and if it's Monday, which it is, that means we get a chance to talk with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Gabe, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hey, this is a really nice story that comes on the heels about a year and a half later after the passing of a son, what a family is doing for their son.
Yeah, and what they're doing is starting a business with mochi donuts, which is one of the hot new food trends. They're made from Japanese rice flour. And there's a new place to get them in Fresno that has, as you mentioned, a really touching story behind it. So Mochi Licious had its soft opening this past Saturday. They're located just north of Fresno Pacific University. They're in the shopping center, the corner of Chestnut and Butler, right next to the Vallarta store. It was opened by Nathan Inn and Monique Keough, and they're a husband and wife team who partly opened the sweet shop as a tribute to their son, Nate, who passed away from a fentanyl overdose in January 2021 at the young age of 20. There's a really cool mural on the wall of Mochilicious that includes a photo of Nate, whose spirit really motivated the couple to open this restaurant. As far as we know, there's only like a couple places in the valley that have mochi donuts. One is in North Fresno and one's in Reedley. So the couple wanted to bring a new kind of offering near, they actually live in the neighborhood, so they're near their Southeast Fresno home. Kind of really cool decor interior. They have free Wi-Fi. They really hope this is going to be a gathering spot for the community as well as nearby students from Fresno Pacific. Nathan is a Cambodian immigrant and has a really familiar refugee story. He came here with his family in 1984, bounced around the country before starting work as a mechanic in San Jose. That's where he met Monique, his wife, and he brought her home to Fresno with him. They opened their own cell phone shop, but you know, they admitted that they're a little bit inexperienced in business and that lasted maybe a year or so. Then he eventually went to work at Fresno Lexus, but suffered a back injury, and that kind of convinced him to start another business. They tried these mochi donuts in a Los Angeles shop last January, and then nearly 2 years later, they're doing their own mochi donuts, giving Mochilicious a go. I tried them myself. They're really good. So, I recommend everybody check them out. It's called Mochilicious.
Yeah, that's good stuff there. We're talking with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. And then finally, on the outskirts of Goshen, we might see a little bit of industrial growth down the road just west of Highway 99.
Yeah, you know, we're seeing millions and millions of square feet of industrial development in, you know, the Fresno area and Visalia, but now Goshen enters the equation, you know, and that's a Tulare County town just north of Visalia, and they're really getting in the game. So Fresno developer Leland Parnegian, who actually developed where the first Amazon is, he wants to build 1.25 million square feet of warehouse in Goshen, just west of Highway 99, you know, perfect place for a warehouse. They're in the process of getting the land rezoned from agricultural to industrial, and that's going through Tulare County. It's currently being used for field crops, but they see potential there. And apparently this warehouse would use less water than it would use as cropland, which is kind of an interesting development. The site plan includes parking for 2,200 vehicles, so to give you an idea of, you know, how many jobs it could create. So if it created in the neighborhood of 1,500 to 2,000 new jobs, which projects of this magnitude have been known to do, it can employ a member each of the 1,400 households in Goshen, which is, you know, kind of a low-income community that lately has been experienced kind of a boom in a business. So we're anticipating that Goshen could be, you know, the next hotspot for industrial development, could give Visalia a run for its money. You know, Fresno is also hot on getting these businesses, but the lack of available land here makes it very difficult. So, you know, we'll be keeping an eye on Goshen and keeping your listeners updated.
Absolutely. That's good stuff there. Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal joins us every Monday at about 7:48, 7:49. Thank you, Gabe.
Thank you.